Hello, everyone. Welcome to Shenzhou Open Evening. As academic dean, I'm responsible for ensuring the quality and the standards of Chinese medicine training at Shenzhou Open University. As myself, I have been a Chinese medicine educator at various universities for over 20 years. I'm also a clinical practitioner. My long experience of Chinese medicine is that it allows me to use my skills to provide a range of treatment to help people, such as acupuncture, herbal medicine, Chinese tuina massage, carping, dietary advice, and so on. However, in my opinion, Chinese medicine is much more than a tool to treat a disease. It is a philosophy that enlightens our view to see the world and the universe. Maybe you are more interested in the treatment aspect of acupuncture, or maybe you are more interested in the philosophy. Either way, I can proudly to say that we can help you to gain that knowledge. So now I'm going to show you some slides regarding the Shenzhou educational structure and then explain why Shenzhou Open University is the right place for you to study Chinese medicine. Okay, so now to share the screen. Okay, so first I just want to go through the educational structure at the Shenzhou Open University. So you can see the first line is foundation study. So you either study these two subjects in 1 year or in separate years. So this is your own choice. So after foundation of Chinese medicine study and then foundation of Chinese Western medicine study, so it's your own choice, either choose acupuncture, herbal medicine, tuina. So this is for further 2 years training. So after that, you will be able to be the member of a professional association. So now I just want to give you some flavor of each subject area. So show you some pictures. So the first one is for foundation of Chinese medicine. So for example, you are going to study the yin yang theory, five elements, tongue diagnosis, and the pulse diagnosis. So in terms of acupuncture, so you are including, you know, meridian system, acupuncture points, needling technique, acupuncture, this is electroacupuncture, therapy, scalp acupuncture, auricular acupuncture, or ear acupuncture, moxibustion, carping therapies getting very popular now. So this is about acupuncture. This is just for example, actually have a wide range, you know, talk about the disease treatment as well. So Chinese herbal medicine, including individual herb, material medical and herbal formula. So I just show you some pictures. You may be more familiar with that in your daily life. For example, ginger, mint, dandelion, and then this goji berry and the rosebud and the honeysuckle. So this is all Chinese herbal medicine. So now we move to give you example. So that is the example to demonstrate the huge achievement about Chinese herbal medicine. So this professor got a Nobel Prize because, you know, the development of the anti-malaria drug from the commonly used Chinese herbal medicine called the Qinghao. In terms of tuina, that is including two parts in general. One is pediatric tuina and there is adult tuina. So the detailed information, my colleague, you know, Professor Wu will give you more detailed information. So now I move on to explain to you why Shenzhou Open University is the right place for you to study Chinese medicine. So from the history, we have 30 years of training experience. It's one of the biggest, longest TCM course provider in Europe. And then each year we have around 150 graduates. We also have two partner schools. Secondly, I would like to say, you know, Shenzhou provides the highest training standards possible. So this is from course design. We deliver original, traditional, classic TCM theory. But however, we tailored, adapted to meet students' patient need in the West. So the second point is during the whole TCM training, we take this practical element as very important, which is strongly emphasized throughout this whole teaching. So, and then we have an on-site clinic. To my knowledge so far to date, Shenzhou Open University is the only one TCM course provider in Netherlands has this on-site clinic. In my opinion, that is a huge benefit towards to our TCM training. Lastly, is our teacher. So later I will show you some pictures about our teacher. They all have a very, very long teaching experience. And then meanwhile, they are not only TCM educator, but also, you know, they running very successful their own practical clinic. So therefore, this is very beneficial to our students because the teachers know exactly what kind of skills students need. Lastly, we Shenzhou Open University also provide student support as much as we can, and we listen to students' voice. So that is through, you know, this our coordinator team. And also we have the evaluation feedback mechanism in place. So usually we have twice a year, middle term and then final term students evaluation on teachers teaching. And then we also hold on, you know, annual teachers meeting to discuss, to update, develop whatever is necessary in order to meet, you know, the new challenge and then the demands and then the of the students as well as maintain the highest teaching quality. Yeah. So that is a picture for annual teachers meeting. So in the center, that is a director, Mr. Dong of this university. Yeah, so these are all teachers. So this is the teacher's photo from the 2019 graduation ceremony. Yeah. So next, I want to give you two facts. Just want to, you know, make you understand you choose the Chinese medicine training is your good choice. Okay, so this is our coordinator team, Rob, Beata, and Jun. They all health professionals. So Rob mentioned that early on is home opsy, and then Beata is one of our teacher and also is working at a coordinator team, acupuncturist. This is Jun's TCM practitioner and one of the teacher as well. And then lastly, we have Pauline. Pauline speaks three languages. One is Dutch, English, Chinese, very useful to our students. So now I move to, you know, these two facts I mentioned that early on. So that is based on the last year, March. This is a market research future report. They highlight that, you know, in 2017, global market size from the business point of view, talk about acupuncture, was over this million. And then they predict 2023 more likely to exceed 55 billion, which is a highlight that, you know, European market will contribute most to the acupuncture market. So that is the number one fact. And also the recognition from the WHO World Health Organization, which is recognized acupuncture and then recently recognized TCM remedy for the first time. So it's very important for the public, for the society, and then for the education, yeah, in terms of TCM. So finally, I would like to say Chinese medicine is going mainstream and you are making the right choice to study Chinese medicine. And also I would like to say Shenzhou Open University is the right place for you. We will provide the knowledge training you need. Okay, so thank you everyone. So